Next story comes from brother and sister Lena Yari Coolwell and Alf Coolwell, who are also both contributors to the Us Taken Away magazine. I understand that as brother and sister they were reunited 20 years ago and are still in the process of establishing the rest of their family links. So if Lena and Alf can come and share their story, thanks.
I'd like to be here today. I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. My name is Alpha Coolwell. This is my sister Lena Yari Coolwell, and we'd like to do a recognise the traditional owners.
My name's Lena Yari. We're from the Mulunjali tribe of the desert in southeast Queensland. I would like to acknowledge the your people, the traditional owners of this land we are meeting on today, and I thank them for their welcome. I also want to acknowledge the members of Stolen Generation who are here with us today, and the Commissioner Tom Kelmer, and
on my behalf, I'd like to thank for my story today. I'd like to thank a few people before I tell a little bit about my story. I'd like to thank Link Up for helping me find my family. I'd like to thank my teacher, Maureen Watson, who taught me about Aboriginal culture and Tiger Bales. I'd like to thank my sister for coming down from Brisbane today to give us privilege to tell the story. And I'd like to thank my partner of 16 years, Emily Bullock, who got me motivated to come here. And I'd also like to thank Christine Kenny for inviting me and my sister.
This is sort of two different stories, as we were split up in twos. I was, when we was in the home, we were taken away by two. I went with my other sister, Grace, that's deceased now, and Alfred went with Margaret, my other sister. He'd like to talk about him and Margaret first.
Yeah, my name's Alfred, as I said, and this is my story. I was taken away when I was 18 months old, and I was talking to a lot of other people from the Stolen Generation, and my case is a bit unique because all the people I've spoken to either got to meet one of their mothers and fathers, but in my case I never got to see my mum or my dad because I was taken away at 18 months old. And then my white name became Mark Saunders, but when I was with fostered out with these white people, I was always hungry to find out where I came from. So when I left these white people, I went to try and find my family. And the first start was Link Up, and they put me on the right way to find my family. But anyway, it was like a big jigsaw puzzle. You get little bits and pieces here, but it's like trying to put it all together. It's like near impossible. When I was first taken away, I was actually taken away in a place called Warriolda Home. It was a home in Brisbane, and when the foster people came and took me at 18 months, they took me from this home. Me and my sister were actually taken away together. Our family was split up in pairs. It's Warriolda Home, if anyone knows, it's a suburb in Brisbane called Woolloomin. It's a suburb of Brisbane, and it was a home there. I don't know if it's still going now. Is it land?
No, I don't know.
No, but it's been there that long, and it's probably not there now. But when I found out I was from Bay Desert, I was so relieved to find here where my family came from, because as soon as I left my adopted parents, I went in search of looking for my real family. But when we actually met, it was quite amazing. We actually met at Musgrave Park, of all places, and we actually come from Bay Desert, so that was really a special time in my life. And I think the two turning points for me in my life was here today and finding your family for the first time after 20 years we've all split up, and finding them all at Musgrave Park. I don't want to talk too long.
when my sister Grace, the other sister, and that's now deceased, they sent us to the Salvation Army Girls Home in Toowoomba. It's another long way from Brisbane, if you know Toowoomba. And we were there for 5 years, and I was trying to escape all the time. I don't know why. Gracie just wavered, bullying them to bring us back again. And then she was treated very badly, and one day she was sitting at the dinner table, and we were all gone, we finished our lunch, and she didn't eat this sago. She was sitting there, and the matron was sitting watching her, and she was doing her knitting, and she said, "Oh, you'll have to finish that before you go." So Grace would, I snuck around near the window, and I said, "Throw it out of here." So I grabbed it, just tucked it under the thing, pushed the dish back to her. So she just, the matron wondered where she, how come she ate it so fast. But anyway, she got up and washed the dish, and we went in, and they still wasn't finished with us, so we locked ourselves in the thing. They were trying to get in, and it was just terrible. Anyway, I don't want to go into all that. I just, that now I've found my brother, and it's just a relief to know. No, he didn't. He was told different things about Mum and Dad, which weren't true. Especially Margaret, now she can't come to terms with it. She was told a lot of lies, and my parents, they're both deceased now. Margaret still lives in Ipswich. I've got another brother, Richard. He was reared up by, I don't know if you heard of Joyce Wilding. She used to be one People's Australian League of Oakville, it was called, in Brisbane at the time. She used to take a lot of Aboriginal families and look after them out at Russell Street, South Brisbane. That's just straight across from Musgrave Park, and we were reared up, we were looked after there until Mrs. Wilding got us a home out at Casey Ridge, and from there we were taken from there and split up. Mrs. Wilding kept Richard. I still got that April home still going out at, where is it? 8 Miles Plains, suburb of Brisbane. And but Richard lives at an hour now. We have another brother up in Townsville, the youngest brother. He was Mrs. Sylvia Cairns. She worked with Opal too. She took him to Townsville, and he lives up there, and he still lives there today. But Aunty Sylvia passed on. We have that. Because of all this thing, our parents split up, and because when we was taken away, they split up. Mum hit the grog, and I stayed with her in Brisbane, and she took Dad took Grace over to live in Lismore, a little place, Kurikai, here, our little mission, Boxwich, and Dad lived over there, and he met a lady by the name of Daphne Gomes. She's passed on, and she had a son, Cyril Richard, my brother, and he lives in Ballina today. We've sort of found our brothers and sisters, and
as Lena was saying, we all got split up separately, and in my case, me and my sister went with his wife family, and we got adopted out by them, but when I turned 17, 18, I left them to find a real family. And they weren't bad people to me, but they didn't let me inherit anything. But the hard thing was, when you came back to your own country, to Bow Desert, it was hard to claim anything, because the land wasn't given to me by any government. Our grandfather actually worked the country in Bow Desert, and he actually got the country that was given to him from this farmer. He actually promised my grandfather that he'd have the land in Bow Desert. But it's a bit hard there too at the moment, because it's a bit of a power struggle, but that's another story anyway. But we're just happy that we can go back to Bow Desert now and visit our own country any time we like. And we try and get all the grandkids and the kids to come back and visit the place with us. Now that they've all found me, is that all the jigsaw puzzle's just about finished, but not quite. We're still looking for another brother by the name of Victor, and we found him, but it's a bit hard to get him home. But hopefully, after today, we might have success. And I'd like to thank everyone for coming today, and I hope you enjoyed our story.